Welcome to the teaching ministry of Stephen Fraser and Life of Faith Bible Church, an outreach dedicated to helping you triumph in every area of life. Now here's Pastor Fraser with today's message.
Last week we were talking about the law of love, that love not only fulfills the law, but the love of God is a law. It's referred to as the royal law. So God's love is a law. And then the Lord has me also ministering on the affectionate side of love. So there's these two sides to God's love. We need to understand both the legalistic side of love. There is a legalistic side. And we need to understand the affectionate side of love. God's love is both mechanical, like a law, systematic, and it is also emotional. So it's mechanical and emotional. We don't want to just be emotional, and we don't want to just be mechanical. We want to have, when you put them together, it's a great blessing, but when you separate the two, it's just things aren't right. Things don't turn out the way they're supposed to turn out. Today, we're emphasizing the law side of love. And as a law, love is totally reliable. Totally reliable, dependable, and predictable. You know what the outcome is going to be. Just like God. And just like you. You and I need to become predictable. In other words, when we say something, we're good for it. Right? And we're consistent. We're faithful. We're true to what we know God has for us to do. So we are to grow up in this love of God, and we're to be reliable, dependable, and predictable. Love is certain. Again, just like a law, it's certain. It's sure, conclusive, firm, concrete. See, because a lot of times people have this idea about love that it's ushy-gushy. Well, there is an ushy-gushy side to love. But love isn't ushy-gushy. Love is very solid, very firm. It's concrete. It's not vague or doubtful, just like God. Love doesn't change with its surrounding conditions. Doesn't change with the weather. Its feelings don't go up and down depending on what the weather is outside or depending on how other people treat it. Love is, and I'm talking about God's love is unconditional. It doesn't change with outward conditions. It's the same. It's firm. It's steadfast. It's absolute. When we're talking about unconditional, we're talking about absolute. It's fixed. Unhindered. Unhindered. Man, love loves unhindered. You can't stop love any more than you can stop in front of a train moving at full speed and think you're going to stop it. I'm just giving you an illustration. Love is moving. You can yell and scream at that train, but that train ain't getting off its track. It's going to keep coming. It's going to keep coming. And that's how love is. You can rebuke it. You can be ugly to it. You can spit at it. And love won't get off track. Love's just going to keep coming. And it's coming with blessings. It's fixed. It's unhindered. It's unlimited. God's love, therefore, is boundless. Boundless. What do you mean? It's not limited in any way. It has no boundaries. No boundaries. No limits. So it's a love without any limits or any conditions. That's the kind of love God has for us. And that's the kind of love God is in us. And that's the kind of love God wants to be through us. this boundless, boundless, unconditional love. Now, if it's a love without conditions, then everyone is loved regardless of how they live. I'm going to get into some interesting things here. So then we must ask, if God unconditionally loves the world, why is anybody going to hell? If God's love is unconditional, there's no conditions. Everybody's loved. Everybody's welcome. Then why do people go to hell? There's actually people that teach that nobody goes to hell. There isn't a hell. God's love, God's so good, there is no hell. Well, that contradicts Scripture. That contradicts a lot of Scripture. That contradicts a lot of what Jesus said himself. But yet people, because they look at God's love and say, well, it's unconditional, there's no conditions, then nobody would go to hell. Are there conditions to go to heaven? Are there conditions for going to heaven? Well, but God's love is unconditional. So if God unconditionally loves the world, isn't the whole world accepted by him without any conditions? Accepted by him to come to heaven, to live in heaven, to be in heaven? If his love is boundless, then there are no boundaries, no rules or regulations to God's love. Now I got some of you thinking. Good. That's how we get revelation. Think about these things. Because a lot of people have the idea, well, God's got this unconditional love, and so therefore there's no conditions really to being saved. There's no conditions to going to heaven. And it would be a contradiction in a lot of people's minds to say that God has unconditional love towards the world, and yet there are certain conditions that have to be met in order for people to be able to be a part of his kingdom. See, we need to understand these things in order to be rooted and grounded in love. The Bible says, in all you're getting, get understanding. And that's why a lot of people, they get a little understanding. They get half of a subject. They get a little understanding about something, and they think they're doing good until someone comes along with some kind of heresy, some kind of crazy doctrine, and then the next thing you know, they're over here believing that because they weren't rooted and grounded in the truth. We got to be so rooted and grounded in the truth that nothing moves us. We totally understand this. We understand how God works. We understand how love works. Is it an unconditional love? Are there conditions then for coming to God and coming to heaven? Are there conditions to God's love that need to be met in order to be saved? All right, so God's love is unconditional, but yet you're saying there's conditions. And for those that did answer, were brave and bold to step out and say yes. Yes, even though you might not know why it's yes yet. But you're saying yes, and that's good because you're right. Although God's love is an unconditional love, it's based on the uncompromising word of God. God's unconditional love will not compromise God's word. It will not compromise. How many believe it's firm? It's fixed. It won't compromise. It won't compromise what? To say that love does not compromise means that there's something love will not compromise. And what would that be? That is the word of God. So God's love is both unconditional and uncompromising. It is both unconditional and uncompromising. We see love is certain, it is sure, it's conclusive, it's firm, it's concrete, it's the same all the time, regardless of how it is treated. It doesn't change with its surrounding conditions. So we see that. But even the word unconditional means absolute and fixed. So God's word is unconditionally, unmistakably, uncompromising of God's word. Unconditional love isn't anything goes love. A lot of people have the idea, well, it's unconditional love. That means anything goes. It's an anything goes love. Free love. Any love is good love. Right? You hear about some of those things. People have this idea, well, it's love. It's love. It's unconditional. There's no condition. There's no rules to this love. There's no regulations. Well, if there was no rules, if there was no regulations, then it certainly wouldn't be a law. It would be lawless. God's love would be lawless. And God's love is not a lawless love. God's love is grounded on his word. Unconditional says, come as you are. All are accepted. Uncompromising says, this is the way to come. There is no other way. So God says, come, come, come as you are, this way. See? Come, come, come as you are, this way, my way, according to my way of thinking, my way of doing things, which is according to his word. You see? So it's not this where anything goes, love, and there's no rules, no regulations. No, 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 no. It's unconditional within the confines of his word. God's love is unconditional within the confines of his word. Many try to make come as you are the same as stay as you are. Live as you like. Do what you please. God don't care. God is love. That's a perversion of love. That's taking scripture out of context. That's taking some understanding about love and then forgetting about all the rest of the word of God. Forgetting about all of God's commandments. So there are conditions by which God's unconditional love works. And of course, what are those conditions? It's his word. If you reject the word, then you've rejected unconditional love. I said, if you've rejected the word, you've rejected unconditional love. It's not that love isn't for you or towards you. It's that people reject it. They reject it by rejecting God's word. There is unconditional acceptance for those who accept God's conditions. Accept what? Accept his word. Everyone is accepted that accept his word. You reject the word, you've rejected his acceptance. He wants to accept everybody, but everything's got to line up with his word. Without unconditional love, you will only have conditional love, which is a love that is based on works. Life becomes so unsure. Life becomes so unsure. It becomes so unstable. People become so double-minded, so confused. Nothing's fixed. Nothing's sure. Nothing's concrete. A lot of things that they think are concrete, next thing you know, it falls apart, and it wasn't so concrete. This is forever. And next thing you know, it's over in a couple of years. Everything's so double-minded and unsure apart from God's unconditional love or apart from God's word. The two are one. God's word and God's love are one. We need to have them both. We need to have them both. Over in 1 John chapter 2, in verse 5, whoever keeps his word, truly, the love of God is perfected in him. I don't want to live a double-minded life, an unsure life, a life that's like walking in the muck and the mire. I want to stand on concrete. I want to be on a solid foundation. How do you have that? How do you have that solid foundation? How do you have that certainty? Well, notice here it says, whoever keeps his word. Whoever keeps his word. That's where love starts. Love starts with the Bible. Yes, I know God loves me. Well, what are you doing with the Bible? Huh? Not much. Well, you don't know he loves you. You don't know anything about love. Because love starts right here. Love starts with the word. Love starts with God's word. Whoever keeps his word, the love of God is. We can just say it that way. It is. It says, whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. We can just say, whoever keeps his word, the love of God is. It is. It is present. It's there. If the word isn't, then love isn't. If the word isn't, love isn't. 2 John chapter, well, verse 6. It's only one chapter. 2 John 6. It says, this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. That's love right there. Notice that. His commandments. His commandments. God's love and God's commandments. You know, there's a lot of teaching today where people act like, well, now God's love has come through Jesus, and so we don't need the commandments anymore. We're not under the law anymore. And they're trying to throw the commandments out. They're trying to throw rules and regulations out and the boundaries. God's love is boundless. No boundaries. And it's a big deal right now in the body of Christ. A lot of people have that idea. It's all love. There's no law. There's no commandments. I'm reading the New Testament. I'm reading, because people think with the New Testament, commandments were Old Testament. New Testament, no commandments. No. New Testament full of commandments. And Old Testament not thrown out. We don't throw out the Old Testament. See? But we become perfect in love. We become mature in love. And we can now, under the new covenant, we're able to keep God's commandments, and they're not burdensome to us at all, because Romans 5:5 says the love of God's been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. God's love is in us now. They didn't have, you got to understand, under the old covenant, they did not have God's love in them. All they had was the law. All they had was commandments. But now we have, which came as a result of love, and the purpose it came was for love, but they didn't have the love of God living on the inside of them. Now, we got the commandments aren't removed. God's love has now been poured into us. And the purpose of the commandments was love. And now with God's love in us as born again children of God, saved through faith in Jesus Christ, now we can connect with the commandments and live the way God would have us to live, according to his way of thinking, according to his rules and regulations. Don't let the word rules bother you. We got a very rebellious society today. Rules. Yeah, rules. And I thank God for rules. I thank God that there's a rule that you need to stop at the stop sign. I thank God. Not that I always want to stop, but I'm glad other people have to stop. Aren't you glad? See, I don't like to stop. I don't like red lights for me, but oh, I thank God for the red lights. Because I can confidently just keep driving down the road, fairly confident that everything's going to be all right. I still got to trust God, you know. But there's a red light. People have to respect those rules. Thank God for them. We need rules. Rules is what makes the world work. So it makes life work. But people, you know, they use it as slogans to sell their steak. You know, no rules, just right. If they didn't have any rules, friend, you wouldn't want to eat there. There are a lot of rules on how things, cooked food is supposed to be prepared. I'm so glad there's inspectors that go into their restaurant and make sure they're doing things by the rules. Like clean your hands. It's a good rule. That's why we're able to eat in these places. Some of them. Still got to bless the food. You still got to bless the food. Thank God for the food. Thank God. Don't rely on people following the rules. But thank God for rules. We can't get uptight about rules. Rules are a blessing. Rules are a good thing. And if we understand the rules and we are with following God, then those rules will only help us to be the rulers he's called us to be. Rules aren't going to dominate us and push us down in life. Rules are going to help us to rule in life. He's called us to rule and reign in life. You can't rule in life if you don't abide by the rules. So ruling starts with obeying the rules, understanding the rules. Rules are a blessing. I delight to do the will of God. I delight to follow his rules. I want to do things his way because I know it protects me. It keeps me from death. It brings me into life. I want that. I want that. And that's what God's love does for us. John 3:16 declares, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever would believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, what's this love that he loved the world with? It's that unconditional love. It's that unconditional love. So we can say God so unconditionally loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That. There's another. It's not done yet. God loved. God gave. He gave us his son. That whoever meets the condition of believing in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Is that a condition? Believing in him? Believing in the Son? Is that a condition? It's a condition. Yet if you look up that word in the Greek language, that God loved the world, the love that he loved him with, is this unconditional love. So he loves him with this unconditional love that whoever would believe on him or meet the condition of believing in him will not perish but have everlasting life. So there is a condition. God so loved the world without limits. That unconditional means without limits. God so loved the world without limits that whoever doesn't limit their believing in his son will have unlimited life. Follow me tight this morning, because this will really help bring everything I've said together right here. God so loved the world without limits that whoever doesn't limit their believing in his son will have unlimited life. See, God, his love, it's all unlimited on his end. The limitations are on our end. We limit the love of God. We limit the unlimited love of God through our lack of believing, through our wrong thinking. The unlimited supply of God's love, it could be illustrated like water, you know, in the water company. The unlimited supply of water that the water company will provide to your house will be limited if your pipes are corroded, clogged, cracked, and leaking. You'll hit your faucet and it's a little bit coming out. Why is it so little? What's wrong with that water company? I thought they had unlimited water that they were supplying to us. It isn't a problem with the supply. The problem is never a problem with the supply. It's the reception of that supply. We've got to receive that unlimited supply of God's love, of God's life, of God's goodness, and not limit him. And not limit him. So he says, you can't limit God. Well, that's not true. Psalm 78. Psalm 78, verse 41. It says, yes, again and again they tempted God. Talking about the children of Israel in the wilderness. It's not limited to them. We could all take heed to this. Again and again they tempted God and limited. They limited the Holy One of Israel. What did they do? They limited him. God had an abundant life for him. He had a land of abundance that he wanted them to possess. God has so many good things. I mean, God was pouring out his love in splitting the Red Sea, delivering them out of Egypt. And I mean, God is just wanting to pour his love into these people's lives. But they limited the Holy One. They limited him. They limited, think about that. They limited him. How? Because of their unbelief. They're constantly doubting, constantly doubting, constantly doubting. That's why we got to keep his word. Keeping his word keeps the doubt out and keeps the love flowing. You got to keep his word. You got to know his word. So he says, I'm not really much for reading, and I'm not a Bible scholar. I wasn't either when I got saved. But thank God for the Holy Spirit. I got him. God filled me with his Holy Spirit, and he began to teach me. I remember when it all began. It starts with faith. Faith in the word. Not faith in your ability to figure out the book, but faith in him to show you. Him to teach you. All you got to do is just open up and receive. Be a good receiver of the love of God. Be a good receiver of revelation from God. Let the Holy Spirit teach you. It's not about teaching yourself. It's about letting him teach you. And I remember when first I got saved and I looked, and the Bible that we had was a decorative Bible. It was a really big Bible. It sat on the shelf, white, gold leaf lettering. It's just really, really nice looking. You didn't read it. It just looked really nice. Very decorative. And that's all I had. So I went over to the thing and I said, I can't understand this. This is a big book. I mean, you got to be philosophical and theological and very intellectual to figure out this book. You know, I was picturing the Pope. Pope can do this. I'm not the Pope. And I looked at it a little bit, and then these words came to me. And it's from the Word. Holy Spirit brought it to my remembrance. Seek and you'll find. Knock, it'll be open to you. Well, the Bible says faith comes by hearing the word. So when I heard that, faith immediately jumped in on the inside of me. Something rose up on the inside. It was faith. Rose up on the inside of me. And I said, Lord, you said if I seek you, I will find you. I said, I'm going to seek you in this book right now, and I expect to find. See, I stopped looking at me and started looking at his promise. He said I would find. So therefore, it doesn't matter if I'm an ignoramus or an intellectual. It don't matter. I'm gonna find because he said so. See, I had faith in what he said. And so I began to read. Revelation started coming. God's been showing me stuff ever since. That's how it works. I said, that's how it works. Let God teach you. You're going to grow in the love of God by growing in the knowledge of the word. The word brings you to love. The word brings you to love. So can God's unlimited love be limited in your life? Yes. How's that possible? By your lack of receiving. It's not his supply, but our lack of receiving. Can there be conditions in our life that keep us from God's unconditional love? Huh? Yes. Yes. Conditions of doubt and unbelief and rejecting the Son of God. Because remember, God so loved the world, he gave his son. God's love and his son are connected together. And he is the Word made manifest. Jesus, the Son of God, is the Word made manifest. So God's love, God's Word, and God's Son, they're all one. They all come together as one. And then when you have that, man, there are no boundaries. There are no boundaries within God's boundless love. It's boundless within its boundaries, its Word, the Word of God. Can you say amen? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, God's kingdom has borders. God's kingdom has borders. In fact, I don't want to get political or anything, but there's a big wall around the New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven. That's right, there is. There's a big wall. It's a great wall. Read about it. Revelation 21, verse 12. You'll be blessed by it. Thank you, Lord. I'm not saying anything about it. I'm just saying there are boundaries. There are boundaries. There's rules. There's regulations. There's a criteria for coming into the kingdom of God, and it's coming to faith in Jesus Christ and accepting the Word of God. When you accept the Son, you accept the Word of God. When you believe on Him, oh, man, whoo, there are no conditions. Everything's wide open, hallelujah. God's love is unlimited in your life. It's unlimited to you. It's unlimited in you. It's to be unlimited through you. Hallelujah. We're not over here double-minded and fearful and worried and unsure and having a panic attack that they call strife. Because that's all strife is. It's just two people or more having a panic attack. They're just panicking over their life. They're in fear. They're all worried. Man, oh, hallelujah. The unconditional, unlimited, unmistakable, unquestionable love of God will drive all that out. No, what a free life we get to live. What a free life we get to live when we live within the boundaries of God's boundless love. When we live within the limits of God's limitless love. When you're within the limits, His love is limitless in your life. So somebody say, I'm not going to limit the Almighty in my life. Hallelujah. Praise you. Glory, hallelujah.
That concludes this message. For more information about Life of Faith Bible Church or Stephen Fraser Ministries, go to our website at lofbc.org. While you're there, be sure to check out the many other teaching series and books by Stephen Fraser. That website again is lofbc.org. And you can always call 888-542-2555. We trust today's message has encouraged your faith and strengthened your spirit to live the victorious life. And until next time, remember, we always triumph and we always win.